Hi everyone, welcome once again to the 24-bit podcast, and this is episode 70. So we are carrying forward from where we left with episode 69, which was our first episode of the year. But before we go into details, as usual, I'm joined by the usual suspects.
Dixon Otieno, techish.com.
And Nick Anali from Tech Trends.
I'm Chenza Emmanuel, and I write my stuff at androidkenya.com. Now, in the last episode, we had June, and we talked about some of the things that we are looking forward to seeing through the year, our predictions, the trends, all those things. One thing that stood out was AI. And in the national conversation, we've started the year talking about AI. AI is just short for artificial intelligence. And much of the reason why we are talking about AI in early 2024 is because of developments from at least the last 2 years, where we've seen the rise of generative AI. Generative AI is basically you being able to give a program some prompts and it generating the kind of outcome that you envision. So the poster child for this success has been ChatGPT. But we are not talking about generative AI because of ChatGPT per se, but because of what generative AI has been able to do in the industry, in the creative field. We started the year with screenshots, photos of billboards and everything, of creative works that used to be done by people, which are now being done by automated scripts somewhere. You just give some prompts and bam, you have a photo. Something you can use on a billboard or some motion graphics. So we are here to, in a short while, to dissect that, the effects, how we see all of that happening. And then also there's something June touched on in the last episode, the ethics of it all.
Yeah,
we're shooting this episode just a day after, two days after the Samsung Unpacked event, where Samsung unveiled the Galaxy S24
series. And talked about AI.
It was just basically an AI show. And we're going to talk about the Galaxy S24 in a subsequent episode. But one thing that we carried over from there is Samsung is implementing something that is like the Magic Eraser on Pixel smartphones. So the Magic Eraser, for those who don't know, is basically a feature on Pixel smartphones that has also come to other Android devices, where you can select an object in an image and just it vanishes into thin air. And you have, wherever it was, you have something clean. So say you took a photo of the three of us and there's someone photobombing in the back and you don't want them,
out.
We can just edit them out. So something similar. So Samsung at its Unpacked event in San Jose, California, demoed something similar, and it's coming to Galaxy devices as well. So, but it had a catch. Anytime it does something like that, it will add there'll be a disclaimer that this is generated by AI. But we've not seen that in billboards. We've just been making guesses, right? So how is this going to play out from where you sit, Nick?
It's quite interesting because, remember when we first had the chill at Samsung around AI, one of the things I asked was that things around ethics and all these things. And I just gave an example of a conversation we had with the routers around the same thing. You know, as much as you're talking about AI, yes, you use AI to do this. But again, are you able to actually make sure your readers or your viewers or people actually using or just watching the billboard know that actually this billboard is AI generated? So a lot of questions around that, which I'm hoping at some point brands actually going to be able to actually address that, because it's a big thing, actually, a really big thing.
Now, before we go to brands and before we go to Dixon, you're an entrepreneur. If AI was going to do something that you usually spend $30 on per month, and now since you already have a computer and you have a web functioning web browser, or you just need a few clicks on an app store, this software that you got for next to nothing can do that, and it will save you the $30 you pay per week, per day, or per month. Why not? Because I tend to think that is maybe the decision in a lot of these boardrooms. We've seen there's a government agency, Kenya National Highways Authority. We've seen them do a whole AI thing, and everyone out there is wondering how. And then we've seen Safaricom jump on this bandwagon. So is it that AI is a lot more convenience, or these are money decisions? Speak as an entrepreneur.
I think it's like, let me call them trials. They're trying to see, if we do this, if we run this billboard, for example, how will the consumer react? Yeah, because you remember people made so much noise. There was a lot of conversation around those billboards. I wonder what Kenna did, what you know, Safaricom did. So maybe I think it's a trial for now. Maybe at some point they're gonna go back to now just working with now.
Sure. Do we have a history of
saving money and then
saving money and going back, or technology taking over something and then us going back? Other than the tea machines in Kericho, we really don't have.
But of course, it's a money saving decision. That's a fact. Yeah, because you know, creatives actually paid so much to actually come up with just concepts around such billboards or just anything around.
Yeah, you'd spend being a creative. You'd spend weeks or months on the ideation.
Exactly.
Stage.
Yeah.
Now what you need to do is some prompt engineering,
And you save so much money. So I mean,
Dixon, is this now our new way of life? From where is it?
First of all, what Nick was saying, which I'm very pro, is that we had this discussion out, not on camera, but is that when you're using AI, the same way you want people to know that this is your creation when you create something, when you use AI, it should be, this is created by AI. Second of all, e-hype that we are seeing, where we are seeing billboards made using AI, posters, advertisements, and all that. There's a school on Citizen promoting...
I've seen that.
Nah, it's all AI. How ethical is that? Is a room in a car even? No, no, that's false advertisement. So
is
when
it
you,
is it
it's false because you will not find those rooms.
Yeah, when you
that,
go to that school,
that we've
school,
come from an age where we used to have illustrations that were not.
Yeah,
sure,
so it should.
Real thing.
Yeah, it should just be written. This is illustration. This is AI. This is second of all, umeuliza kama we are staying here. I think we are, but. One thing that I feel like is that people are not doing this as a cost-saving measure first. The first thing they're doing is it's exciting. It will generate hype. People will talk about our billboard more. People will talk about our ad more. Oh, watasema, Safaricom wametumia AI. Which school wametumia AI? Because it generates more buzz. It's better marketing. So if that works for now, they will stick to it. It's cost-saving in a generate hype. But over time, once... AI generation capabilities in improve, we might see more companies jump onto it. But the disclaimer is this: the AI companies doing generative AI saizi nazifanya for fun. You're not charged a whooping amount of cash to generate something. You go to Discord, pay Midjourney, si juu ngapi, you can generate something. But in the future, what happens? GPU prices are high. You need GPUs to si juu nini, you need what for the AI background processes that you don't do on your phone. So once we get to a level where there is a better AI doing something, itakuwa, we will go back to the same place where it will still be as expensive as paying a creative and not as not as satisfactory. Because think of it this way, tulianza na Netflix kama the one-stop shop ya kila kitu unataka kuwatch, then watu wakaanza. Sasa, but now we are paying even more than when people had normal TVs. So I think over time, we'll go back to the same place where we were, where it was still expensive to do an advertisement rather than to write some prompts. But for now, I think more companies will jump onto the idea to get the buzz, to get the marketing. And then once there is legislation on the same, tutaona reduction, then tutaona kampuni zingine zikisema, we value human work.
Yeah.
So we will only use creatives or pay creatives. Itakuwa tu hivyo, because everyone is looking for hype.
The way today there is the machines and then crafted by hand somewhere. And you really value.
Crafted
you know,
by.
Mercedes AMG users will always pop the hood for you and show you the signature of
the person who
hand built the engine. Now, from a creative's point of view, what then now happens to the creative? If you're a photographer, what now happens to you? It's the edge of the AI. As a photographer, do you now become a prompt engineer so that the same clients know how to get your best work? Or how does that happen?
First of all, in my understanding, say most of our large language models na generative AIs are using content zenye hawakulipia. They scrapped content from the from websites online.
Is that landmark suit by the New York Times against OpenAI and ChatGPT?
So we don't know how long the generative AI hype will live, because what happens after lawsuits is zianze kuangusha usage. Because you're saying this face is generated by AI, but what faces were used to train the AI? If my face was used to train AI without my consent, the whole system should go down. If nini, so we are still at a place where Maybe generative AI won't be there after a few months because of lawsuits and all that. It sounds incredible, ama in a sound kama haita happen, but right now Apple is pulling out Apple watches from the store because they used tech belonging to someone else. So it's something that we don't know venye itaenda, but as a photographer, I think the best thing is to just be more creative. AI cannot be more creative than humans, say, maybe in a few years. But right now, just figure out a better way of working. Alafu, AI still not doesn't get skin tones very well. If you look at all the billboards AI, you just know that's AI. Yeah, the color is wrong, the nini is wrong. A human being knows how to use different models, colors, nini. AI won't do that bad,
You remember when we were offline, you were just talking about how, especially video editors, when you were just, actually they'll be at a risk actually of losing out when AI finally takes over. But just to your question, you know, it's all about data. You remember, they collect data. So unless we have enough legislations that, you know, they're using this data, who consider actually them harvesting this data to actually generate this data? So a lot of questions around data, privacy and all these things that come up.
But I know we had this conversation again, not on this podcast, and I don't want to get into that whole data and frameworks and everything because it's a whole other podcast sit down of its own. But now, coming back from a business standpoint, if you are a business today, you say you have a creative department or you outsource your work to an agency, what value does AI bring in? We've already talked about the cost savings. That's maybe neither here nor there. But now, what other value? Like, what would be the motivation to use an AI model to output creative work when we previously used to work with creatives?
I think it depends with your business. There are businesses that will survive with AI, wanaweza kufa na AI, but then there are businesses where the human touch is very important. So you can't tell me about how your business is saving lives na everything you're showing me on TV is AI generated. You can't tell me about how taking a plant from you will help me health-wise when everything I'm seeing is AI. But you can tell me about how learning something online is good with AI. So there are businesses that can jump on AI vizuri, but not all. One, if I was to do an advertisement for the biggest telecommunications company in Kenya, and I wanted to be a video.
They're transitioning from being a telecommunications company to a technology
tech company.
Oh, this is, we are not talking about Safaricom. So I'm going to get you a telco. Let's say in 5 years, there's a big telco in Kenya, and I want to tell them about how good their internet speeds are.
I hope we get there.
It won't make sense to show that with AI, unless the videos are so good to convince me that's a real person. But still, maybe in a Korean or Chinese market where AI influencers are taking over, it works. But in Kenya, where you really need personal touch with whoever is pushing a product for you, it won't make sense to have a face that's AI pushing a product. I think that's why there's something like Zuri on Safaricom where we don't take it seriously. I don't think any of you take it seriously because it's not anything that you consider and think, oh, Safaricom. Unaelewa? If it were a smarter personal assistant or chatbot, even then you still won't take it seriously. But unaona complaints on people accessing customer care. People want to talk to someone. So AI cannot be the way a company shows itself to its customers. It can be used in other ways. For example, AI can help with communication. If a notice is being pushed, you can ask AI, make it bright, make it understandable, easy English and all that, but not have AI talk to the people.
Before I go to Nick, one question. Will you hang an AI portrait or painting in your house?
No.
It depends. One, how good is the AI portrait?
Because you've said maybe they're not so good, they're not getting skin tones right, all of that.
If it's abstract,
In 3 years' time, if you were to sit here with someone somewhere else, you can be pretty sure those models will have gotten.
If you look at Midjourney last year, June, and Midjourney outputs right now, they look very, very different. Say Midjourney can convince you that that's a photo. It has come so far and so quickly. But then, they are, what are they called? The nini of increasing what? Like, kuna only a limit where you can get to. One with the data that's being used to train it. Two with lawsuits on what data you can use. We've been using data bila watu kumind, unaelewa? But now people are more conscious of what data is used, so things could change.
Because when it like in our case right now, when we think AI, we're thinking ChatGPT, at least to many consumers, because it's, you know why ChatGPT is very accessible. It's something that runs on your phone. Before the apps came, you could just load the
website.
You just go to chat.dot, OpenAI, all of that. But we forget we've had lots of aspects of AI, just not generative, on our devices
For a long time.
For a very, very long time. We have smart replies. You have the likes of autocorrect. So are we having this discussion because now AI is in your face? It's literally threatening us. That tomorrow you might wake up and find a robot army down there.
Yeah.
Is like, if say AI was a lot more subtle.
Yeah.
Like the changes that Samsung introduced with the S24 and a lot of changes that we're going to see on almost everyone doing. You know, things like Magic Eraser. You know, we are happy to use those things. Or an automatic transcription of a podcast that will generate a summary. We're happy for those. Why do we feel threatened now that it's in our face? Because while we're having a rather more muted discussion here, the reactions online haven't been as civil or muted.
Yeah.
It's been like it's the rise of the robots and all of those scary things. Like now painters are doomed, photographers are doomed, videographers are doomed. If you're a content creator of any sort, you're a writer. We have AFCON going on. And since AFCON, the results are automatically aggregated. You can have bots writing match reports. You don't need a human sports writer. So is it because AI is in your face? Or if AI just took a backseat and did things, you know, those things we are happy to delegate to it. It will sit right with us. Which is which?
I think you're right. Just because
it's self-preservation. Threatened.
That as well, and it's on our face, because remember, as you said, you know, we've been using AI for quite a long time. Maybe we didn't know actually this really AI. Maybe some of us did, but actually there are people who even didn't know that. I'm using this service, but actually this is actually AI. I think people became more aware when, you know, of course, people like us are writing about AI, you know, of course, ChatGPT came, and people like, okay, this actually, there's a lot of data being used to do this.
Assignments.
Like, okay, what is this that is actually happening? And now people became again conscious about the data that's being collected by this actually company that developed this.
But we've had Alexas in our homes, collecting all the same data.
Yeah.
In fact, listening to everything you are doing from morning to evening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that didn't cause as much uproar as this.
There's a lot of things that's happening. Ukiangalia human evolution from the past, kulikuwa na time yenye industrial revolution lasted a long time, a period of, I don't know, maybe 200, 300 years, where industries were just getting better and better since the light bulb was invented. Unaona? Then we invented that we can move information wirelessly and things have really come far. If you look at the first airplane, 1904 or 1900, the Wright brothers.
Very early 1900s, I can't.
To the technology we are using now, airplanes, you can see the technology ili improve very fast. We are using airplane technology from the 70s or 80s, I think. So between those first 80 years of the 20th century, vitu zili change sana for aeronautical movements, sindio? Vitu zili change sana when we invented radio waves. Vitu zili change sana when we started building computers. But the movement from the first computer to now has been very rapid. Kuna wakati tumefika the early 1990s where people were the dot-com era. And things changed so fast from the dot-com era into the smartphone era. Smartphone era in the last 10, 15 years.
Yeah, around a decade and a half.
Yeah, I love to call like, smartphones are all the same now.
Yeah.
But
experimenting with the
PC. We're experimenting with new things. But that's the exciting thing about AI. AI took the first step. Yeah, a whole century, decades of things
to come,
changing. Like, right now, it's just experimentation. Let's throw this, see what works. And everyone and their billionaires want to be the first people to control whatever comes, because theories are saying the first general AI will do a lot, the first super AI will change the world. There's a lot. But the problem with the whole discussion, according to some people, is this. The discussion is being moved by the West mostly.
Yeah.
And that's why, remember, the West is very capitalistic. So that's why people think, oh, AI is coming for our jobs. AI is doing this. Because the West thinks of making money instead of solving issues. Because think of it this way. If there's generative AI that can think, oh, these are a bunch of photos, let me combine them and create a unique thing, then that same technology can be used on health. As they pair images, a cancer, images, and solve solution, build bridges, do what. So I think the whole discussion Yenyetuna have is because we are really influenced by the West. But if we could look at AI positively, we won't have the fear, AI will take our jobs. Yeah, because the whole idea of jobs is also capitalistic. In a real world, utakuwa tu unakaa kwa nyumba unakula, unalala, unaishi vizuri. All these other type you use it for creative purposes, which computers will not get creative. They will only use input. So if we move discussions, have legislation that promote learning of AI, learning of nini, building of tools and all that, so that we solve our own problems, hatuta fear about AI taking jobs. Because there's the other side of the discussion where AI is also creating jobs for other people.
Now, so other than creating jobs, and I'm coming to you, Nick, what other advantages of AI are there? If someone is listening to this and they've listened so far it just sounds like doom and gloom. And maybe if they followed the same conversation online, it sounds the same doom and gloom. If you are a man who walks down the streets with their camera, you now feel threatened. If you the smartphone edge didn't kill you, now this is going to kill you. What are the other advantages? AI.
I think list from advertising and marketing perspective. Of course, I think since they use a lot of data, there's a lot. It's just for you to actually segment and do a lot of targeted advertising. Yeah, and I think it probably explains why we've seen Safaricom, for example, just going big on it. It's easy based on the data you have, for example, on your customers, it's easy for you to just do a lot of targeted advertising. You
know, AI is so good with data.
Like these digital billboards we have around the place, like there is one in town, it's Moy Avenue, right where there's the Tomboya Monument, one of the buildings. They have a very digital billboard. It's one of the most trafficked in the country. But what if that billboard sensors could just see around traffic, the and profile the people who pass by there, and just and at what time,
and
tailor ads
interest,
so that you're not seeing the same thing someone who passed in the morning who's 60 is seeing.
So for example, AI could be used in health, agriculture, smart homes and all that. You get home, inafungua curtains, ina washa TV, ina weka cooker on, vitu kama hizo. Health, where, like I said, you can train it on data sets. Africans face issues with skins, nini zenye are not researched by doctors when you see African. So all that could be used on AI. Right now there are startups which are using imagery, kuangalia kama crops ziko na ugonjwa, nini. So AI can do a lot, but the AI we think about is just large language models that are
mostly from a consumer point of view. And also the other bit that we forget about AI is they're calling them LLMs, large language
models.
And we say GPT. It's a generative pre-trained. Like there is some training that goes. It just
transform, mama.
It's like whatever system you're using, it becomes smart overnight. And like there's tons and tons of data that Google reads off your emails and your text for it to be able to offer smart reply. So the same thing needs to happen. So if you're talking about African-centered solutions, African-centered things like being able to recognize skin tones, it means we need to generate enough content,
enough
be in charge of it, and train our own models so that they're able to now come back and
serve us.
And that's why it's actually humans actually feed them this data, right? So summer, this new, this not new, same. Okay, the one that actually had issue with Meta, you know, they now switch their business model to now just doing that
training data.
But there are also some. They are also the people who train ChatGPT, right?
Yes, exactly.
Train ChatGPT.
So feeding is only done by humans. So when you look at it on the other side,
because it's just making whatever data is available and information used to be useful to you. That's why the TNGPT is for Transformer.
Yeah.
When you think about the Transformer movie you used to watch as children, exactly around the same. But then when we hear AI, and of course marketers are at fault for this, like now everyone is selling their phone with AI.
Even Oppo's launching a phone. Point,
and you're supposed to be either impressed or bullied or scared enough to be able to
consider the device.
The device and all of that. That kind of thing. But then AI can also, as we have learned, can be useful. Now, can you have parting remarks? What other ways should we be thinking around AI beyond it just taking up our creative spaces, coming for your job?
First of all, AI is broad. I think we took a blanket term and slapped it on everything that does something smart. We should learn that AI can be simple, can be complex, can be useful, can be useless. So arranging of photos on your Google Photos gallery on your smartphones, clicking on links from photos and videos, slow-mo, these are certain forms of AI that are very simplistic. Using large language models that are trained using specific data looks very impressive right now because it's the first of the large language models that we are seeing. But kumbuka, Facebook is building Lambda in Itwaje that will be open source. Other companies like Elon Musk na Grok, which is just a stupid fun thing.
Have you used it on Twitter?
No, I haven't paid for it.
Make you pay for Twitter. Have you used
you have to pay for Premium Plus.
Premium Plus, for you to use it.
So we are at an experimental phase where a large language model like GPT image to our art, like, wow, if you tell it this and there's in a fortananga hivi, itajua how to create this. It doesn't know all that. ChatGPT doesn't know a lot of the stuff. It just knows that from very many papers, hizi words ufuatana hivi. So there's still a lot that can come from AI, and there's still a lot that we can do from AI. And the good thing is, tumepewa online, according to me, tumepewa online systems where we don't have to have the GPU power. You can use GPU power from America and Navitukaizo to build your own models or build on top of those models or use APIs that talk to those models and create your own solutions. So, question ya photographer. Yes, kuna jobs zenye AI will alter ama affect. Sio zote hazitawahi kuwa affected. Think of it this way. Kuna mtu alikuwa anamake notebooks kitambo, kuna mtu alikuwa anamake radios, kuna mtu alikuwa anamake nini, but the smartphone came and zote ziko one. But if you find a way of surviving, for example, a family will still want a portrait 10 years from now. Hawata simama mbele ya AI. You have to find a way of...
Kama AI kuna picha zangu as a baby, it can imagine all.
Yes, to some extent, But the human mind, I think, is creative and unlimited. Nah, bado tuko na a lot to do before we get to general or super AI.
Or it's just us who are limited by the biases of our own lived life, lived experiences. Maybe the kids that will be born 10 years from now
will think
will grow up in an AI era and they'll be just at home with all of these things from the get-go.
The same way kids say, alikuna mtu anamfunza simu, anajua kuunlock, anajua kutumia, it's not weird. Yeah, there's a lot that we will do with AI in a few years. And like I said, it's just the first step of a revolution.
Nick, before I come for your closing remarks, ethics in AI, are you okay? Like I saw, I was very curious to see how Samsung is handling this. And they said there's a toggle on your phone where you can just choose to have everything happen on device. And you just lose out on the things that need
happen on cloud.
To be processed remotely because they're using the
Gemini Google's AI
model and the Pro version, which is actually a lot more powerful than the Nano that we thought we'd see on devices. But not everyone is doing that. There are places where you go and everything you're doing is online. Just going AI and it will be processed by some super AI and all of those things, and you have no control over how all of that goes. And the other thing is, we have said it's early days in AI, which means we are yet to see the commercialization of AI. What's OpenAI's endgame? What's Microsoft's endgame? It's not like they love us so much, they're giving us free solutions. They'll sell all of these things at some point.
In some way.
They're also trying to figure out, by the time we know what they're figuring out, will you be comfortable with everything we've given being sold?
I think I wish sana sana tungekuwa EU, ama tungekuwa powerful ka EU, where we'll have an African Union nini stance on AI, where we have protection of data and actual like whatever data is used ama collected locally is protected ama kuna laws controlling how it can be used na vitu kama hizo. Right now we buy our tech from the Western world, we use our software from the Western world, and we have little to no say on how our data is used. Even if we make noise online that, oh, use my data well, the company will have a very nice marketing gig about how your data is safe, how you're okay, and move on. So one, on ethics, I think government should come up with policy on AI, limitations on what can be experimented on, but also an open environment where there is innovation. Two, government should have a policy where there is funding into research and development of their own systems and solutions, so that we move from relying on unasikia government in a buy cloud from where storage, we should be able to build our centers that do all that for ourselves. Three, legislation on advertisement and use of AI, so that whenever a company uses AI, it's stated that this is generated using AI, this is made using AI, ama portions of this were made using AI, so that to specific level yenye there'll be a fake video used for advertisement using deep faking na nini, na hauwezi mpeleka pahali because Safaricom iliweka billboard ya AI 10 years ago. Unaelewa? So isiwe precedence ya if I can do this 10 years ago, if like what we are using right now could be precedence for court cases in future, where see that billboard was up, nobody sued them. Why will you sue me for using a deep fake na vitu kama hizo? So there's a lot that needs to change from, oh, it's just hakuna evil yoyote sai, because evil could come in future. So if a company is using AI, it has to be stated that any AI is your AI, if it's kaivo. Two, the training data that local companies use for their AI is peer lazima iwe legislated upon.
Nick, are you okay selling your everything to whoever is collecting AI data?
Of course I'm not okay. And I think, you know, just what Dixon said, it's one of the things that we need to be clear about. And I think, I don't know if when we had the last conversation, I think I had, you know, the lady from Star Melinda talking about the government working on some legislation around that. So we need some clear legislation around, especially how that data is collected, right? So, because, I mean, they could take that data, tell me we're going to feed these, you know, LLMs and everything. But again, how sure am I your data is going to do just this specific work, right? Mm-hmm. So some good legislation around that. But, you know, just back to what I said earlier, we've been using AI before now. It now started going mainstream as it is doing right now. Yeah, so there's a lot to see as we move forward. Next year, you're going to see a lot of brands, of course, embracing AI, a lot of newsrooms going that same route, a lot of billboards around AI, a lot of video ads that AI generated. And of course, it's going to raise a lot of questions. So that and questions that are going to come up also, questions around ethics, that's going to be very big. And I'm hoping to see and waiting to see actually how the government and how brands are actually going to navigate that.
Another angle is environmental conservation. Yep. We can't say we are solving the environment by removing chargers from your box, but we are using, I don't know how much megawatts of power to run GPUs so that somebody can edit their photo. Unaelewa?
Interesting. Good. Parting remarks for you, Nick?
Parting remarks? Nothing much really, but we are excited, of course, about AI. Of course, we're all excited about AI, right? Despite all the concerns that we have, but of course the excitement is there. It's making a lot of things easier for so many of us. Mm-hmm. But again, we need some control, let me call it that way, or just some legislation around how it's implemented, especially around the data collection. That's one of the things that I think, you know, we should have a conversation around that. But bottom line, of course, we are excited about AI. Of course, we look forward to see how we saw Samsung go with a lot of AI-rich features on their phone. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to see other smartphones with that same route, like Oppo. I've seen
that Gemini model exactly, from Google. Yeah. We're going to see a lot more.
Yes,
those coming.
Yeah, Oppo just sent us a release about the launch of Reno 11. They're talking about AI as well. Yeah, so a lot
they
of things.
They have their own magic.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So a lot of things to expect this year on AI and how different brands, from smartphones to telcos to just everyone, just going big on AI adoption.
Yep. Thank you. If you're listening to this podcast, we welcome your views on AI because it's a recurring subject. We mostly cover mobile tech, so a lot of phones and those kinds of things and apps. You can be sure a lot of what you're going to read from us, what you're going to hear from this podcast, will revolve around a lot of AI. Mm-hmm. So it's January, so you've not had the end of this. So we want to hear what your thoughts are on this, the regulatory aspects. Do we need a lot more legislation? How safe it is?
Yeah.
Are you scared for your opportunities? Are they being taken over by machines? All of those things. Thank you for listening in. I'm been your host, Chenzi Emmanuel.
Dixon Otieno.
And Nick Canali.
See you next time.
See you.